For years, the Federal Office of Management and Budget used only two designations for communities, metropolitan and non-metropolitan. There are now 9 classifications, including terms like micropolitan. The changes have been slowly implemented over the last 2 years, and some local governments are only now finding out what they mean for them. Kelly Haverkamp heads a group called Wisconsin Rural Partners, which helps local governments get state and federal money. She says there'll be a lot of changes.
If they're a county that is driven by agriculture, it's going to have a significant change if they've been so-called urbanized. If it's a heavy manufacturing county, for instance, it may have benefits. For sure, rural hospitals are going to be affected because most of the reimbursement formulas for a variety of health programs will have changed. It's kind of a layer cake of changes, and most counties will see good and bad.
The new designations are also important because they're being used by state government and nonprofit groups, which also dole out money to local communities. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.